Pope Benedict XVI led the traditional Via Crucis, or Way of the Cross, procession around the ruins of Rome's ancient Colosseum this Good Friday evening, thus commemorating Christ's passion and death. The Holy Father, wearing a red cape over his white cassock, carried a simple wooden cross for part of the service around the arena as tens of thousands of people held candles on the streets below.
Jesus is condemned to death.
The 14 meditations, one for each station, were written by Italian Archbishop Angelo Comastri, the Pope's Vicar General, and read aloud to the crowds gathered in the warm spring twilight by a chorus of actors marking Christ's journey to Calvary. The meditations reflected on the destructive power of sin and the healing power of God's love, focusing on the family as one of love's greatest expressions and denouncing society's attempts to eliminate it.
Seconda stazione.
Jesus takes up his cross.
In his meditation for the second station, Archbishop Comastri noted how often we, in our silly rebellion from God's teaching, with our foolish sins, make crosses of our own anxiety and our own unhappiness, so that in a way we devise our own punishment, a profound sense of absence born of our growing selfishness. The Archbishop wrote that our affluence is making us less human, our entertainment has become a drug, a source of alienation, and our society's incessant, tedious message is an invitation to die of selfishness.
Settima stazione.
Jesus falls for the second time.
It is this apathy to sin, it is our arrogance, our violence, our injustices that today, in particular, strike at Christ's holy body, he said. Surely, the Archbishop noted, God is deeply pained by the attack on the family. Today we seem to be witnessing a kind of anti-Genesis, a counterplan, a diabolical pride aimed at eliminating the family. There is a move to reinvent mankind, to modify the very grammar of life as planned and willed by God. This, wrote the Archbishop, is as insane as it is arrogant, a risky and dangerous venture. The family, he underlined, is one of God's dreams. Motherhood must be nurtured, promoted, supported. Children must be cherished.
Nona stazione.
Jesus falls for the third time.
Poverty and greed are also Christ's agony, the division of our world into belts of prosperity and belts of poverty. But not only, said the Archbishop, immodesty, the stripping away of human dignity. God created the human body as the mirror of the soul and the language to speak of love. Today, a slick campaign of propaganda is spreading an inane apologia of evil, a senseless cult of Satan, a mindless desire for transgression, a dishonest and frivolous freedom, exalting impulsiveness, immorality and selfishness, as if they were new heights of sophistication. Bodies are constantly bought and sold on the streets of our cities, on the streets of our televisions, in homes that have become like streets. We are, he noted, killing love, thus we are killing Christ.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, abbiamo accompagnato Gesù nella Via Crucis.
At the end of the procession and meditations, Pope Benedict XVI delivered brief, off-the-cuff remarks. In the mirror of the cross, we see all of the sufferings of humanity today, he told the crowds. We see the suffering of children who are abandoned and abused, the threats against the family, the divisions of the world, the arrogance of the rich who do not share with those who suffer hunger and thirst. The evening procession held at the Colosseum, however, was the second event for the Pope this Good Friday, the first of his pontificate, the most solemn day in the Christian calendar when the faithful commemorate Christ's crucifixion and death. Earlier in the day, the Holy Father presided over ceremonies marking Christ's passion and the veneration of the cross in St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican.